It was back in 1972, 73 season. I was 7 years old, and I had to go to boarding school. So a few weeks before that, I'd been like kind of messing to my mother about going to a game. So I'd like a kind of gift, I suppose. Before I went to boarding school on the Monday, on the Saturday, she took me to sit down and play against Southport, and unfortunately we lost 7-0. But I just fell in love with the place, and I've been a supporter ever since.
So Darlington as a football club has had its challenges and you have had your challenges. So can we go back to your life when you were a young lad, and would you tell us a bit about the health challenges that you had?
Well, when I was 10 months old, I got meningitis, and back in the 60s, there weren't the medicines and the expertise of that they are now. I very nearly died, and so I was in hospital for like a year, and then when I came out, I had to be propped up with cushions. I couldn't talk prop. I couldn't hardly talk, and I've had a lot of challenges to overcome, but I think I've done okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you say, you had to, you needed a lot to get you back talking again, to get you back moving again. How did it affect your family? Were they able to give you the support that you needed?
Well, my mother did, but unfortunately, my father couldn't accept my disability, which was quite sad, really. He could never accept, because he was born in the 30s. He was kind of like, I would call like a man's man, old fashioned, and he couldn't accept my disability. I don't think he could get his head around my disability, if I'm being honest.
Did your relationship with your dad change as you got older?
No, it was always the same. I used to ring him when he was older, once a week, and like he was always the same. And to me, I think about it now, I'm very pragmatic about it. At the end of the day, good like worrying about it, like he's always the same, and it was just very, 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 very sad that he missed out on having like a son, really. Like you have to move on in life. I tried very, very hard, and I think I tried that a lot harder, because a few of my friends have said to me, I've tried a lot harder than what they would have done. So I've got nothing at all to report myself for.
Tell us about the role that football still played and how your love of it continued to develop.
Yeah, well, I used to go home on the weekend, and sometimes the odd time my mum used to let me stay off school to go to home games during the week, which was a bit naughty.
What is it about football, do you think, that it has given you so much and helped you through your amazing life?
I think I met a lot of decent people in football, like my best friends Ian, and also my friend Stephen. And many ex-players, David Speedy, Kevin Smith, many others that I keep. I like had a book signing session in a football club shop. I was actually really humbled to see how many ex-players turned up. It really was good. So like, I must be quite well respected.
But you have many people, including your mum, who'll be very proud of what you've done, what you've achieved, your writing career.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my mum no longer with it either. Yeah, but I'm quite sad that she wasn't here. I wish that she was here now to see what I've achieved. But she always said that I would be like a writer. She could tell, and she turned out to be right.
And do you ever think about what your life would have been like if you'd never been to Darlington with your mum when you were young?
Would have been totally different without them in my life. I've met so many people through the football club. It would have been quite sad, really.
And do you think the size of the club, with it being, quite a sort of a family club, I would say, do you
Yeah.
feel more involved?
Yeah, because it's actually owned by the fans, a board of directors that are elected by the club. I must admit, the football club have been really, really, really supportive of what I've done, because back in 2015, I had a really bad car crash, which made my disability even worse. And unfortunately, I had to retire. And then I took up writing. I used to only do it part time before. I've done quite a lot since I like retired. I've had four books, I think, released, and also a film. So I think I've done okay.
And what about the future then, Paul, for you and Darlington?
All the books that I've written so far have been non-fiction. I've written a book called John Journey. I'm trying to get a publisher for that. So that's my aim. Oh yeah, you asked me about what my hopes are for Darwin Football Club, didn't you? I hope that in my lifetime we get back up into the football league. That is my hope.